Welcome to my podcast, Happy Hour. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whenever it is that you're listening to this episode. Today, we're going to talk a little bit more about music, why I love music, etc., my thoughts on music. I know I gave a little bit last week with the introduction of a few people that I've been listening to lately, and so I'm going to dive a little bit more into that in this episode. And so if you listened last week, thank you, and if you're listening now, thank you as well. All right, so again, I've always loved music. I always tell people I didn't watch cartoons, Saturday morning cartoons as a kid. My Saturday morning cartoons were music videos. So I watched MTV all the time growing up. You know, when they actually showed music videos, that was my thing. Since the 80s, that's what I did. As I watched MTV, I grew up, watching, it was called Total Request Live, TRL. You know, those of you who are about my age probably know what I'm talking about. It was the coolest thing. You got to see the, you know, newest music videos, popular bands, artists were always on the show. It was super cool. You know, you could vote and stuff like that, and so that was awesome. You know, they just had a bunch of different TV shows that kind of dove in deep with, you know, why certain songs were made, why the music video was made, and so on and so forth. And I loved everything music, and so I just watched a lot of MTV, a lot of VH1. I mean, you can ask my brother and sister, they remember me watching it all the time. My brother remembers it because I used to watch him before he went to school. I was in charge of him, and so I'd wake up and watch MTV, and he'd watch with me, and then I'd take him to school. So MTV was huge. You know, one of the first purchases I ever made was a boombox. Had a CD player, cassette tape, radio. I loved it. You know, before that, I used my dad's old boombox and recorded songs off the radio on VHS. Again, I don't know the correct term anymore, but I'm like a geriatric millennial or something like that. So I've lived in this weird transition period where I used old tech and new tech and got to learn how to use it all. And so, you know, that's how I learned how to record songs. And I remember even like I could make my own music on the boombox, because you could plug in like a microphone. And when the boombox kind of died out, my friends and I learned how to do that on, you know, our personal computers at home before, you know, GarageBand and things like that were big. And we would just, you know, find samples of or instrumentals online, because this is in the time of Napster and LimeWire, and you could just go online and download any song you could ever, that you ever wanted to listen to. You could just go online and like download all these songs for free. And you know, we were just living the life. And so we would download instrumentals, and you know, it was just very caveman style, whatever, finagled, you know, playing it through the speaker behind us type of thing while we recorded ourselves. you know, singing, rapping, whatever. And so I just, you know, I just love music. I'm not, you know, not the greatest, so I never really pursued anything with music, but music still revolves around my life. And so, I mean, I've just listened to hours and hours of music, even just this past week, right? Like, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't listen to music. You know, on Sundays I listen to church music, all the other days I listen to, you know, whatever fits my mood. You know, am I feeling a little emo that day? So let's listen to some emo. You know, do I just want to chill to like some Jack Johnson, or some oldies or something like that? Or am I like hyped up and I need, you know, some like Metallica or something to push me through a workout or a run? Right? Or do I want some like throwback, 90s R&B, hip hop, stuff like that? Like, so I, again, or like even 80s music, love 80s music. I think 80s music, like 80s movies are so much better with the songs that they put into those movies. Like, those soundtracks are amazing. And so, you know, again, listen to everything, depends on my mood. I'm open to anything, you know, classical. You know, I'll listen to, you know, like piano guys with the piano and what did he play, cello, and just like those instrumental type songs, you know, big choirs, just everything, screamo, you name it. I'm open to it all. Because again, you never know what mood you're going to be in, and it might fit into that mood, or that song might bring up a memory or something. And so I just love listening to music, love finding new music. You know, my Instagram and like my Facebook, it knows that I like music. And so it's always, you know, sponsored ads or always some band or whatever. And always give them a try, because who knows, I might end up liking it, you know. That's another reason why I think like TikTok is huge, because all these artists, all these bands that probably never would have been heard before being heard because they can get their music out there, and if it goes viral, right, everyone wants to use that song, and then people are open and listening to their other stuff. And so you know, I love that. And so I love that like Instagram has incorporated that into their reels and things like that as well. But the hardest part, I guess, about music nowadays for me and growing up is I'm just not as I'm not as in tune to what's hip, right? Pop music has changed so much over the years. I mean, right, you can go back and listen to, like, I love doing this as well, like, right, I like going back and listening to like the top hits, because those are the pop hits, right, popular songs of whatever decade. So like I'll go back on Spotify, right, I'll look at top hits for like 50s 60s 70s 80s. I love doing that because I like to hear what was popular at that time period. And so it's interesting to go back, and I you know, if you love music, you should go back too, because you'll find some really cool stuff, or you'll see that a lot of stuff that we are listening to now comes from those songs like back in the 70s 60s. Right, we're sampling a lot of 90s music, 80s music now, but a lot of those songs were samples as well of, you know, songs older than them. And so it's super, super interesting. But yeah, like pop music right now is, I have a love-hate relationship. It's more difficult for me to find songs that I like, and that's because I'm just getting older. When you go back and you look at songs that were popular when like I was in high school, I don't. Most people I know in high school love those songs because, and this is, I'm pretty sure this is like a fact. I'm pretty sure you can look up. They probably did a study on this, but, teens run the music industry. Like, if you can lock in and get teenagers to listen to your music, between the ages of probably like 12 through like 20 something. If you can get somebody in that age range to start listening to your music, like I think you're set. Because what those kids like, everyone starts making songs or things like it, and they get big and and then you just gotta kind of sustain yourself after that, either reimagine yourself so that those younger kids still like it, or feed off of that nostalgia as your audience base grows up, right? And so again, it's hard for me to like pop music because the things that teens like today is totally different than what I enjoy. However, right, there are artists that come out that are different, and or even popular artists that put out something different, or that kind of, right, is just catchy enough for me. And so I do like to listen to that stuff, but I've noticed as I've grown older that I just don't relate to some of the new music as easily as I used to in the past. But yeah, if you're a new artist, if you can get, again, if you can get like the teenage range to like your music, I think you're on the right path. Especially now, they can stream your music 24/7. It's not like you need somebody to go out there and buy your record, or you need radio plays to make money or anything like that. So, again, love music. I'm actually going to share a playlist of stuff that, it's like everything I've ever enjoyed listening to in my lifetime. There's still songs on there that, I love that aren't on there. Just because I've forgotten about them over time, or they're not offered or whatever, but it's worth your time. I think if you are a music lover, you will enjoy what's on there. Again, I got a little bit of everything, right from country to R&B to rock, metal. I think there's like maybe some kind of jazz indie stuff on there too. Like there's all kinds of stuff. And so I think I'm gonna post it so you guys can listen to it. Tell me what you think. I add stuff to it all the time, and so as I, find new music that I like, I always add that on there. But yeah, I think I rambled on about music enough for this week. I did find a couple new bands again that I like to listen to, or that I'm giving a shot this week. Maybe I'll post it on Instagram. That way you guys can go and give them a listen to, or maybe we'll just talk about them next week. But yeah, if you're like me, you love music, again, listen to my playlist. If you have suggestions, again, of stuff that you want me to listen to, you can always message me on Instagram through the podcast Instagram, or you can, I think you can message on Spotify, leave me a comment or something on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a message on Anchor even. So lots of different ways that you can get in contact with me to let me know what I should be listening to. So that's it. Hope you guys have a great week. Hope you enjoy this episode. Again, make sure to like, follow, subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to. And I hope you guys have a great week. Take it easy. I'm out. Bye.